Yep. It is still Friday, January the 29th. It's around, almost 7 p.m. And as my friends in the world of the cyber universe may or may not know, I recently volunteered, per my own Venture Humanism edict, venturehumanism.com. That was so lame. I volunteered to help somebody out with a loan for a home, a loan for a house, as a co-signer. And I was very honest. I was honest about my experience with my own VA loan experience from like a year or so ago, where it was just one chunk of rebar too many they wanted to shove up my butt, the bankers, Every week I'd ask, is this the last document? Is this the last blood oath? Is this the last little piece of data any fucking Russian mob guy would need to do fucking identity theft, you fucks? And every week they'd say, oh yeah, Dan, worry not about the Russian mob. We're with the fucking, triad, so fuck you. So this whole co-signing thing has turned out to be kind of another nightmare. And about a week ago, I get like some documents in the mail, and it's like, oh shit. And it's more like a few days ago. And it says, oh, well, this looks done. It's like, and I get an email from somebody saying, hey, this is done and thank you. And so it's all fucking done. But then I get a fucking call. And it's a call from a fucking banker. And the banker wants to know about my student loans. And I say, here's the deal, banker. You fuck. I'm using my fucking deferment. And you know what? My theory is the U.S. dollar will collapse. Its time will run out before my deferments do. So I'm going to fucking keep deferring because, frankly, it seems like pretty fucking even odds at this point. Because, I think Janet Yellen's going to do QE4 and negative interest rate policy. Shit's going to get really crazy really fast here pretty soon. But my fucking point is, they call. So, they say, okay. So I guess, yeah, okay. And then I get a fucking email today. Again, a few days after I get these fucking finalized fucking mortgage papers in the fucking mail, like, everything's fucking done. Well, nothing is done until they fucking pull the rebar out of your butt. You need to know this about the fucking bankers. Nothing is done until the rebar is pulled out. So I get the fucking email, and it's basically an identity check email. They want me to prove that I am Daniel John Sullivan. And you know something, guys? You can all email me saying, oh, Dan, that's so fucking normal these days, and yeah, sure, the fucking illegals will fucking lie and blah, blah, blah. But you served your country, so you need to fucking prove that you're fucking who you are. So I email them back. I say, listen, I've been thinking about this rebar shovage, and I know we've had conversations about how much rebar can be inserted at my anus and how much space is left. And I know I was really honest. I was really honest with Josh. And yes, his name is Josh. And because Josh is so generic and so apropos, I feel like it's not really identifying any particular banker douche. But Josh, on the phone, I said, Josh, listen, there's a limit to how much of this bullshit I'll put up with. And Josh was like, oh, yeah, I totally get it. But clearly they didn't get it. And clearly they fucking didn't fucking understand what I was saying. So I get this email, and they want me to fill out the fucking document to prove that I am Daniel John Sullivan. And that was kind of like, a little bit too much. At least to be a fucking co-signer. Because from my perspective, they already had enough shit to fucking do identity theft. So what? How much more fucking identity theft shit did they fucking need? Really? Let's be fucking honest about that. So it boils down to the fact that they're going to call me next week, and it's going to be like, Q&A. And I basically said, here's how much I want to fucking give a shit about you and your fucking corrupt bullshit. I will answer questions about my past to the extent that you should assume I'm drunk. And to me, that seems eminently fair. I have so little fucking respect for you banker pieces of shit. And I don't care what level you are. At this point, you're all kind of like Nazis to me. The system is that broken that if you're in a fucking banking system, you might as well just tell me you wear a fucking swastika. Because the shit that you're putting up with, the shit that you fucking represent, is fucking bogus bullshit. And a person with a decent fucking soul would go unemployed instead of work for those fucking motherfuckers. That's what I honestly believe. And so there'll be this step. They'll call me on the phone and they'll ask me the 50 questions and I'll give them the 50 answers. And there'll be that thought at the end of the phone call, be like, Dan, do you think this is the last call? Do you think this is the last chunk of fucking rebar? And the only thing you can say to yourself is that when it comes to the fucking banking system and ordinary people like us, every fucking situation is waiting for Godot. It's all no exit. It's all fucking, fear and trembling. Come on, pick your existential motherfucker. It's all a fucking nothingness bullshit nightmare of zero. And it never ends until they say it ends, and even then it doesn't. Those are the banker motherfuckers.